For WKU Public Radio, I'm Kevin Willis. Older female patients are more satisfied with their health care than their male counterparts. That's one of the findings contained in a new study authored by a Western Kentucky University researcher. Neil Chumbler is dean of the College of Health and Human Services and professor in the Department of Public Health. He used survey results from over 6,000 hospitalized elderly patients from 70 different hospitals across the U.S.
We found that in the overall sample that we studied, both men and women were satisfied with their care. But when we separated by gender, men found that communication with physicians were more important in predicting patient satisfaction, while for the female patients, communication with nurses were more important in predicting patient satisfaction.
Any idea of some of the factors that went into why women would have overall a greater satisfaction rate in terms of the healthcare they received as opposed to their male counterparts?
Well, I think that in some cases, women tend to be more of the caregivers. There's a lot of literature that being family caregivers or informal caregivers to other family members. I think that a lot of times, still, there's a lot of women that are nurses, and they can relate to fellow females who are nurses. And so I think that, you know, the more caring, nurturing role that they play into that.
Were you able to tease out any sort of difference amongst, say, the education level of the those taking the survey in terms of how they felt about their health care?
Right. Some other demographic variables that we looked at in the study, we found that individuals with a higher education, for instance, those with a college of education or more, had lower satisfaction with their hospital care than those who had a lower education.
And any idea of why there would be that sort of variance?
I mean, it could be that with older individuals who are more educated, they may have had other experiences in other types of environments and other hospital experiences, and they were able to tease out those types of nuances.
Based on your research findings, it's obvious that patients want good communication from doctors, nurses, and other healthcare providers. What role does the patient and the patient's loved ones, what role do they play in terms of being able to ask questions and to be able to communicate themselves to the doctors and nurses?
I think it's very important now that patients are empowered and take more control over their health. And there's a lot of literature now called self-management of health. And I think that patients need to be not only as equipped with more information about their own health status, but to explore other treatment options and be able to be trained through health literacy to ask the proper questions with their healthcare providers.
What do you think hospital administrators, doctors, nurses, other healthcare providers, what could they glean from this study in terms of how they could better serve patients, whether they were male, female, old, young, rich, or poor?
Well, I think hospitals now are almost like a, in some cases, like resort hotels. I mean, they have to be very much on top of all facets of delivering care, and it's also like the cleanliness of the hospital, the quietness of the hospital, and obviously the key thing here is responsiveness or direct communication from providers to their patients. And so I think that as a hospital administrator, because a lot of these results from this HCAHPS survey that we used are being tied into financial incentives, and so as a hospital CEO, whether you get more or less reimbursements through insurance, these types of results will bear a lot of important findings.
We've been speaking with Neil Chumbler, who's dean of the College of Health and Human Services at Western Kentucky University. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Kevin Willis.